page 19, year 1963. It's not a much better book, it's pretty clear because at a quick glance the book stops on page 48 and is blank thereafter. So anyway, it starts on Wednesday, January 9th, 1963, some talking about pellets and mitochondria and so on, and nuclei, very pretty, it said. And gel on these samples, but no images. Sketches on page 4 of allowing for liver size, these are perfectly, are probably equivalent amounts of nuclei, etc. Running gels, and with or without calcium, with or without potassium, in the homogenization test, sketch or two of what the tubes look like, batch treatment, sucrose solutions, preparation thereof, different medium, columns made slightly differently, a whole set of pellets are drawn on page 22, Friday, January 17. This pellet is rather dirty in appearance, a fairly clean pellet, and neither pellet very clean, and a clean pellet with the different pHs. Continue on that on the following page 24, rather dirty pellets and moderately clean bottom, etc. So evidently still trying to get clean nuclei, plus or minus thiol and spermidine on page 29. Repeats of pattern of pH tests with 0.04 molar phosphate on page 33. Comments on page 32, good cleanliness, especially on the bottom, extremely good cleanliness in both, so it looked as if I was rather pleased with the phosphate tests. More sketches of pellets. January 23rd, page 37, 38, 39, similar. Thiol on SS test, 41, 43. Further tests with mercaptoethanol, ethanol, page 45, January 25th. I evidently moved to a new lab on Tuesday, February 12th, because in new lab, parenthesis, cold room, with centrifuge solutions compared. Mike repeated and got the same result again. This must be Mike's song. This is perhaps before his paper. I think I better check the timing. I thought that Mike's song was after this time, but it may be that this is in the time when Mike's song still hasn't published. Because that's the end of this book on page 47, and I'll check the time when his paper or his thesis was written. So this is book M, 1963, ends on page 47, February 12th. This comment should go in where the experiments are with histones are beginning to be discussed, because they were, many of them were done in helping Michael Song with his thesis work. Mike was one of my early graduate students, and we together were interested in histones. I think I had a hypothesis at that time that histones differences might be a second form of coding on DNA, not just the DNA itself, but variations in the arrangement of the histones. I need to check on that. Did we just finish this book? We did, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so,
mm-hmm. Yes,
so the end of book M on page 47, this is referring to Mike, and the person is Mike Song, and he did work for his thesis on preparing nuclei and eluting histones in his thesis. I've just tried to find out if the original paper ever gives any motivation for this sort of work from his thesis. There isn't really any very clear statement in the thesis. The introduction says a method has been developed for characterizing at sub-microgram levels the heterogeneity of histones from purified nuclei, but it doesn't really say why we were doing the work. Yeah.